We're in the banquet area of the Smooth Jazz Kitchen this week as we celebrate the birthday of yours truly. That, of course, would be me, Bruce Beege, your chef. And it's time for an annual tradition going back a number of years for us. During my birthday week each year, I take us on a way back trip to an earlier single year of Sea Jazz Radio to see where we've come from. This time around, we are headed back to hear tracks released in 1990, when I was turning 24. The turn into a new decade started a very noticeable change in the music airing on radio, with labels like GRP Records reaching their peak, and some of the names we still hear today beginning to make their breakthrough. This is always a great party, so feel free to help yourself to the buffet and bar, and get ready to swing and sway a little, because here we go. The Scotland-born, LA-raised saxophonist Richard Elliott is first up from his fifth solo album released in 1990 called What's Inside. This is Take Your Time.
for someone more than you live for yourself. Can you conceive of a love you believe in always? Can you learn to let somebody really live inside your love? Can you release everything you have to hold? Oh, how deep does it go? How deep does it go in your love? I just got to know, could you ever let go of my love? I feel I can touch you places that no one has ever been. Trust me this time as I gently find every end. Oh, I will go to any measure. Just let me know how far to be. Whatever it takes, I will pull. Just got to know, could you ever let go of my love? Oh, how deep does it feel? How deep does it feel in your love? How deep does it feel? Does it make you reveal all you have? 'Cause you just got to know, could you ever let go of my love? Oh, oh, how deep does it feel? Tell me, how deep does it feel in your love? How sweet does it taste? Could another erase what we have?
Your love.
I saw Richard Marx in 89 on his repeat Offender tour when he was here in Milwaukee. His band was outstanding, but his sax guy in the tour really stood out. He was so good, he decided that year to pursue a solo career, and in September of 1990 released his self-titled debut called Dave Caws. One of his first big hits was his cover to Mr. Marx classic, Endless Summer Nights. From his GRP release Pieces of a Heart, Carl Anderson had a radio hit with the Russ Freeman-produced How Deep Does It Go, which included sax from Kirk Whalum. And Mr. Freeman's own group, the Rippingtons, was in there as well from their Welcome to the St. James Club LP with the piece I Watched Her Walk Away, featuring vocals from Patty Austin. From their Just Like Magic project, here's Special Effects and Ballerina in the Smooth Jazz Kitchen.
I've been looking for you where
Tom Grant was born into a musical family in Portland, Oregon, and learned to play piano and drums when he was young. Starting a solo career in the mid-70s, in 1990 he was releasing his ninth project titled Edge of the World, which included that one called Angel's Crossing. The album track More Than You Know came from Anita Baker's Grammy-winning top five platinum-selling album Compositions. Produced by Michael J. Powell, it included Earl Klugh on guitar, Nathan East on bass, plus the R&B soul jazz group of the four Perry sisters, who often backed her on stage and in the studio. And Say Yes came from Gerald Albright's third album, Dreams Come True. A lot of time has gone by since then. G-Stream from 2 years ago was his 22nd solo project. Taking us out on a drive down 7th Avenue South next in the Smooth Jazz Kitchen, from his album Life Colors, this is Chuck Loeb.
have something.
I know this whole show is really made up of deep dishes, but I had to include that one that you possibly never heard of, but it sounds so good. Vincent Henry is a New York saxophonist and guitarist who in the early 1980s was part of the disco group Change. He also played and recorded music with artists such as Whitney Houston, Freddie Jackson, Jonathan Butler, Will Downing, Alicia Keys, and many, many others. He released a solo disc in 1990 called Vincent that opened with that piece called Southbound. Layla Hathaway brought out her self-titled debut that year, and it opened with the David Foster and Brenda Russell song Something, which would go on to be her third single. And putting the wraps on this hour was Acoustic Alchemy and Cuban Heels. It's from the Nick Webb, Greg Carmichael Band's fourth album, Reference Point, and their first of seven for GRP. Welcome to 1990 in the Smooth Jazz Kitchen, as we celebrate my 24th birthday from that year. I'm Chef Bruce Beege, and I always enjoy this week sharing all of the gifts with you. From Fast Forward, their 14th disc, this is Spyro Gyra and Ocean Parkway. We'll be right back.
had strong defenses built. It's hard to surround, not for long. When she appeared, all the walls tumbled down. She had scars reminding her she was easily deceived. Only tears convinced her once again to believe. His ego would bend, learning the art of love. Her heart soon would mend, learning the art of love. They were two hearts tuned together. This was like the very first one. They explored each landscape of their sweet intimacy. Never bored, love's horizon reached out infinitely. Both lovers and friends learning. Search for the heart of love in every difference.
He's a saxophonist, flute player, and composer who was born and grew up in Hawaii and has the reputation of being known as the number one Asian American jazz artist. Michael Paolo gave us his solo CD Fusebox in 1990, and that was the project's title track. Peter White's debut solo CD Revelez-vous was released in July of that year, with Moonlight Montreal becoming just one of the first of countless hits to come from him. And on the track produced by Jeff Lorber for his Blue Pacific release, Michael Frank sang about learning the art of love. From his CD Inner Motion, this is David Benoit and El Camino Real in the Smooth Jazz Kitchen. Thank you.
the moment that they said you never can. They said you may be very good, but down below you'll stay. It's understood. No, he says it's from.
Tonight.
I told you last week how I could spend weeks giving you deep dishes from George Howard. Well, there's another one for you. You and Me comes from Mr. Howard's personal album and was produced by Cameo's frontman, Larry Blackman. We got to take a ride in the front seat with Japanese sax legend Sadao Watanabe at the title track to that LP. And Nelson Mandela credited Jonathan Butler's music for having inspired him during and after his years of imprisonment. One of those songs written towards the end of apartheid was a song of hope for his South African homeland and the title to his album, Heal Our Land. Starting the final course of this birthday celebration with one for lovers only, here's Marion Meadows, here in the Smooth Jazz Kitchen. Thank you.
When I look into my heart, I feel all of the hurt that was there. Then I look into your eyes and see all of the joys that we've both shared. I don't wanna wish for love too hard, but now all of my time.
Sarah Vaughan had passed away in April of 1990. So Bob James included that tribute to her titled Wings for Sarah on his 22nd solo album, Grand Piano Canyon, released on June 28th. With her watching over like a guardian angel, that song became significant because it was the very first track featuring Mr. James recording with Lee Ritenour, Nathan East, and Harvey Mason. After these sessions, they would go on to record together as 4Play, releasing their self-titled debut the next year. So you can expect an early 4Play track in next year's show. First Time Love came off another GRP release from 1990, and Patty Austin's Love Is Gonna Get You. The song was co-written by Dave Grusin, who also produced the disc, and by her drummer for the project, Harvey Mason. And finally, with a cover to the Brothers Johnson 1976 piece Tomorrow Better You Better Me, it was Nelson Rangel from his self-titled third solo project. Now, you know with me, there's always more. And since it's my birthday, I have a lot more for you. When this one comes out on Thursday the 29th as a vocal-free version, you should expect double the amount of music. Hey, 1990 was a good year, so please enjoy what I put together. You'll find it over on Mixcloud or Hear This. The show, of course, will also be showing up as is on your favorite podcasting site next Wednesday, if you only have a little while to listen again. And next week, well, we put off the new music this week, so I'm sure we'll have a lot to catch up on. As always, the pleasure has been mine today. Thanks for stopping by to cook up my birthday menu with me. I'm Chef Bruce Beege, heading out of the Smooth Jazz Kitchen for some more celebrating, but wishing you always happiness, health, love, and peace.